It's an idea Department of Natural Resources Secretary Matt Frank says makes sense, but he says they need to find out more from a state study first.
They're going to be coming out with some other recommendations probably midsummer. But one of the recommendations is to explore the feasibility of putting Great Lakes Wind in Lake Michigan. If you look at a map of Wisconsin, if you did a wind map and looked at where the good areas for wind are, the best areas for wind in our region is actually in Lake Michigan.
DNR Energy Director Dave Siebert says there is still much work to be done.
We'll start at any Great Lake offshore wind project. What would it mean and may get as far as, you know, Lake Superior versus Lake Michigan issues, and what are the economics and the environmental factors and socioeconomic factors that go into collecting the power and getting it onto our transmission grid.
Siebert expects a wind study group to come together by mid-May. Frank says the results of that study will provide recommendations for wind power in the Great Lakes. He says the issue is in doubt.
It's way too early to tell whether we would ever see that, but I think with global warming, we need to keep all our options open and explore things to see if there's a way to produce more clean and renewable energy so we're not relying on fossil fuels.
The wind study group is expected to present their recommendations at the end of the year. Meanwhile, the governor's global warming task force favors promoting energy conservation and looking at legislation to create standards for placement of wind turbines. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.